Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. 17 Kale, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jamie Bowers. James is the Communication Director for the American Security Institute. Jamie, thanks again for hanging out with us. I went back and did a little bit of a dive into my archives on the show and into my writing. And I identified over a decade ago where I had started talking to people about World War III. I've been warning people about the threat from overseas, the cyber threat from overseas, for longer than that, because I remember talking about it, you know, back in the '80s, earlier. But for at least more than a decade, I've been saying the term World War III. And my first reference to it was about cybersecurity and the attacks on us by the axis of evil, as it's called, China, Russia, Korea. I'm sorry, North Korea and Iran, and how they're winning that war, and now there are other ordnance coming at us. We have this pandemic with China basically fired an organism at us. And their influence in our politics is nothing short of an invasion. How is what's going on right now, Jamie, not a World War III, not a Cold War?
Well, it definitely is a very real and very dangerous threat. If you have a neighbor or a competitor who you obviously have some good things with, there's trade, there's different exchanges of ideas, etc., but you hand them over lots of control, either over your healthcare, your security in terms of technology, and you give them these tools without just handing them over. It's exceedingly dangerous. I mean, just in the area you mentioned, the healthcare and the virus, the Chinese pharmaceutical companies supply 97% of the antibiotics we use in the United States.
I've been trying to point out to people, wake up this and I know that's bad. I mean, that's as bad as it gets with antibiotics, but look at all the other supply chains that we have that China is significant in. America has to wake up about our supply chain, not just antibiotics, but everything.
Yeah. China supplies 90% of the world's, they call them rare earth minerals. And yep, these are the elements that go into computers, into phones, into batteries that we use. And they are the world's leading supplier of it. And the supply that's outside of China, they are moving to control, whether it's in Africa or the Middle East or
other places. Through their roads and bridges project.
Exactly. And, you know, right now, the concern, the other issues that they have on there is as they take on, they build our technology, we still develop much of this technology, whether it's for phones, computers, et cetera. However, when we contract with their company that are controlled by the Chinese Communist government to build these things, they get the intellectual knowledge about how we built them. And they basically require, as part of those contracts, that we provide transfer technology, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we're basically giving over the blueprints.
We've been doing it for a long time. This is something Republicans and Democrats alike have been rolling over for China, and you know, warts and all. One of the things that Trump did, he stopped that. He diminished their ability to do that.
you know, he definitely was making the right moves and the right and going in the right direction
to check
and
them. So far, check on them.
Exactly, just to even let them know that we're aware of this.
Yeah.
They have been doing a soft diplomacy. It's a really interesting situation when it comes to American movies. So when they make, they only allow 34 American movies into the Chinese market every year.
Wow.
So U.S. Hollywood, the U.S. movie makers are very cognizant of pleasing the communist government
right.
in China when they make movies
mm-hmm.
because they don't want to be, they want access to that market. And so for a good example was if you saw the Matt Damon movie about going to Mars.
Right.
If you remember in that movie, the hero that helped out America get him back was the Chinese space organization.
Oh, yeah.
That was not an accident.
That's exactly right. But here's the thing. Here's what Americans need to understand. China needs us, too. We have leverage. We need to use our leverage to protect ourselves and the world.
You're exactly
because
right
we, America is the last bulwark against despots like the Communist Party of China.
Well, and they are definitely looking at the long game. They are doing things and they're setting things up
right.
That are long term because
right.
they are thoughtful about this.
They play checkers while we play chess. I mean, they play chess while we play checkers is what I meant to say. Yeah,
exactly.
That we're playing a two move game, and they're playing a 9 move game, and we have to wake up, folks. America has to wake up. China is not our friend. They're not our partner. They have declared that they want to take us over. That's called an enemy. 10 till, right back with Jamie Bowers. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.